Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Let's say you've saved diligently in a 529 plan for your child's education, and the time has now come to begin spending that money. Our next guest says, there remains a considerable amount of confusion regarding which education expenses qualify for tax-free withdrawal. Anne-Marie Ashworth is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Greenville, South Carolina, and she's here to help us with this topic. Anne-Marie, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So first of all, give us an overview of a 529 plan and what type of education can this be used for?
So a 529 is an account used for saving for an individual's education expenses. So K through 12 schools, if the school has tuition or fees, higher education, such as an undergraduate degree or a graduate degree. And also what's unusual, 529 can also be used for things like a trade school, a vocational school, even things like an apprenticeship or online classes as well.
All right, so now let's talk about the specific types of distributions that can be made without paying taxes from a 529 plan.
Yeah, so what's unique about a 529, and particularly in South Carolina, is when an individual makes a contribution to a 529, you get a tax deduction. And then from the time of the contribution to a withdrawal, the funds in a 529 grow tax-free. So as long as the distribution is used for what they call qualified expenses, you never pay taxes on the dollars you pulled out. I think the easiest thing to think of is if it's qualified is whether it is tuition and fees for either a K through 12 or an undergraduate degree. So a 529 can easily pay a tuition and fees directly from, say, Future Scholar in South Carolina to the educational institution. What's also unique is if, let's say, last minute you have to pay tuition, you can pay the tuition yourself and then reimburse yourself from the 529, which we're seeing more and more commonly.
All right, so what about things like books and supplies, computers?
The number one rule of thumb, Mike, here is if it's required for school, yes, it's going to be a qualified expense most of the time. So things like when you have a student that needs to have these three books for a specific class, the cost of those books can be reimbursed from a 529. Things like supplies and equipment, say if you have a lab fee or a particular other equipment that you need to use, whether it's a calculator or a laptop within reason, those are also used for educational purposes, so those can be reimbursed from a 529. A good example of something that wouldn't be reimbursed is if you were enrolled in a class and then wanted to choose a separate book that wasn't necessarily required reading, that book is not going to be eligible for a distribution because it's not required.
So what about room and board?
Yes, if the student is living on campus, that is considered a qualified expense. And what's unusual is if you have a student that's living off campus, within reason, up to a certain limit, you are also able to make a distribution from a 529. Each of these figures can be found on a university website for how much you can distribute. And also, if you have an on-campus student, usually you're required to have a meal plan. Those meal plans are covered. And on the other side, if you have an off-campus student, the cost of their meals can also be reimbursed from 529.
All right, so what about some other things like health insurance, transportation, parking?
Those types of expenses you might think would be qualified, but they're really not qualified. So as you mentioned, health insurance, transportation, parking, testing fees, or even extracurricular activities, whether it's for a sport or fees to join a fraternity or sorority, those type of expenses are not necessary for education, so they're therefore not qualified expenses.
All right, and I guess there are web pages, or maybe the university or school office can help you determine some of these qualified, non-qualified expenses?
Yes. So every school that I've come across has a page that lets you know the costs that might be eligible. And if you always have a question, you can contact the particular financial aid office or bursar's office to double check whether that university expense would be considered qualified or not.
Well, Anne-Marie, great information. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Anne-Marie Ashworth is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Greenville. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.